Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your soul. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house, wanted no one to know about it. But he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." And he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Gospel of the Lord. This is a very revealing passage, this gospel from Mark here, where Jesus meets this Syrophoenician woman, and it's they emphasize what she is, Greek Syrophoenician, which means she's not Jewish, she's a Gentile. And she's coming to Jesus, which is unusual. And also it's unusual to see Jesus' reaction to her request to heal her daughter. And it's not too good at first, because she's not Jewish. So it's good to know, who are these people that Jesus refers to? He said to her, "Let the children be fed first." So who are the children? The Jewish people, his people. He refers to them as the children. It is not right to take the food of the children, to take the graces of God that he sees himself as coming to, in a special way, to the chosen people. They're chosen. And he says, it's not right to take their food from them and throw it to the dogs. Who are the dogs? The non-Jewish, the Gentiles. In other words, they really have no right to ask for God's grace. But Jesus is changed by the faith of this woman, and she gets it across that in no way does she see herself as deserving of his grace and his help to expel the demon from her daughter. And she says it in this way. She says, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." In other words, she was ready to take whatever was left over. Whatever scraps were there, as a Gentile, even that will satisfy her. And the Lord said to her, what a great faith she had. As for saying this, you may go, your daughter is healed. Now that exchange is wonderful in seeing that Jesus, he helps the Syrophoenician woman out of compassion. And she can see that he is a compassionate person, so she stays right with it. And the two of them, they go on with this exchange. And this is the attitude that we are asked to have as well. When we get ready to come up to communion in the church, we're about to receive the Lord, not because of how worthy we are, just like this woman said. In fact, the words we say are, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." That's an attitude, the attitude of the Syrophoenician woman, and it's the attitude we're asked to have as we approach the Lord. We will never be worthy. That's not why we go. We come as sinners. We come for help. We come for God's grace, not because we're worthy, but because of the compassion of Jesus for each one of us. Let's pray for that grace.